You are listening to Words from the Brothers, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or on any other podcasting apps.
Revelation 22, verse 3 to 5. There shall no more be anything accursed, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall worship him. They shall see his face, and his name shall be on their foreheads, and night shall be no more. They need no light of lamp or sun, for the Lord God will be their light, and they shall reign forever and ever. Oh, what goodness we have here. We're in the throne room in our 40-day journey, and transformation happens in the throne room. So here, in Revelation 22, we have God on a throne, we have Jesus on a throne, and there's no more curse here. But what curse? This is that curse on the human race. When Adam and Eve said, "I will not serve, I don't want anyone on my throne." And God kicked them out of the garden. He cursed them, and they wander in the wilderness. And that's you, and that's me, wandering, cursed. But what do we have here in Revelation 22? His servants shall worship him, and no more anything accursed. These servants are saying, throne of God, throne of Jesus, the Lamb who was slain, yes, I bow, I worship, I will serve. You've taken away the curse, and they shall see his face. Faces. I once asked a group of student leaders that I was working with to hold hands, to shake hands, to stare into each other's faces. Honestly, I can't remember why I had them do this exercise, how awkward it was. It was just too intimate to look for very long into another's face. I'm not sure I'd do that again, but it's good to see people's faces. It's how we connect. It's how we know people. They shall see his face. Whose face is this? This is the face of the one that you've been spending your time looking for, especially in these 40 days in the desert. He's a king on a throne. And subjects, they could get beheaded for looking into the face of a king. But this one, the servants, can look at him in the face and they can know him. And oh, how we want to see his face more clearly. And we will. Oh, get ready. Practice it now. See his face. Practice it. Look. It will happen. It will not be too awkward. And night shall be no more. Wait, no more night? You mean no more getting to walk around through empty fields on full moon nights? No more getting to lay down and gaze up at stars? There'll be no more night? I would miss that beauty of those nights. But it's the light of the moon and the stars on those nights that made them good. But night shall be no more. Well, those nights were good anyway because I wasn't stumbling around. It's because of the light. And that's the point, that no more night means no more stumbling, being lost in the dark. Part of us, the cursed part of us, wants to hide in darkness. But we are drawn to light. There's this window in our stairwell here in Detroit. It's high enough I just rest my chin on the windowsill. I can't pass that window on a sunny day in winter and not put my chin there to let the light warm my face. And oh, to see God's full light, to be in his full light, unashamed, uncursed. So no more night means that light will not go out. If there's no night, there's going to be no days. No days means eternity. And that's where our passage ends. They shall reign forever and ever. O enthroned one, we bow, we worship. Prepare us these 40 days to see your face, to see your eternal light. Amen.
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, please visit us on www.servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes or other podcasting apps.